We are up to the beginning of Parakeh. Parakeh is very important parak. We discuss the topic of exploitation, where one Jew is not acting with proper conduct towards his fellow Jews. So let's see what happens. Here again, we're going off to a new topic. We've concluded the topic. Well, we're breaking away from the building of the wall. Nehemiah already has arrived in Eretz Yisrael. He left his position, his distinguished position as the Sar Hamashkim in the palace of Daryovesh. He arrives here in Eretz Yisrael. We have different opinions. Is this the third year of Daryovesh? Is this the 20th year of Daryovesh? But it's after the Purim, the story of the Purim Megillah. And he arrives here in Yerushalayim and he rebuilds the walls of Yerushalayim. And we know it was a very great danger. Sanballat, Tovia, Geshem, and all their comrades conspired to wage war, to attack. And Nehemiah was able to overcome this situation, and they succeeded in building half of the wall. Now we go to a new topic. Pasuk Aleph Perikei Vatitza Kasa Am Unishehem Gedola Alachem HaYehudim. There were complaints. There was internal strife. There was poverty. After they finished building the wall of Yerushalayim, the people began to settle and live in the land. There was a famine, or the economy was not anywhere near where they hoped it would be. And the rich got richer, and the poor got a lot poorer. And the rich basically exploited the poor. The poor would buy food and this needs from the wealthy. Eventually they ran out of money. They would borrow money. They would give out their land as collateral. And over time, basically, the rich became the owners of every single thing which the Jewish people had, these few wealthy people, social injustice, and the poor basically were slaves to the rich. In addition, the Jews began to even sell their children as slaves. And it was coming to a point where the Jewish people were not only selling them to slaves to other Jews, they were beginning to sell them to slaves to non-Jews. So the situation was dire. There were a handful of people that were very, very wealthy, but the vast majority of the people were of the Hamoinam. There were at least 43,360 people. That was already a long, long time ago. Probably by that, at this point in time, we're dealing with a lot more people, and the vast majority of them were destitute. So Pasuk Aleph begins, Vahit Sakas, on the cry of the people, Unishehem, not just the people, their wives. Gedola was very, very great. This is similar to the expression of Sodom. Hashem says, what's the prayer of the Balkari? How Rabbi Mayevsky is back. Kitzakas. What? What's the pasuk? Further, and it says that Hashem says Avram Kitzakas Kiraba. Their cry was very great. Their very great cry came up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what they have done there, and here we have something which is very, very similar. Concerning their brethren Yehudim, so here it's frightening. It's not a pagan nation that is committing social injustice. It is Am Yisrael themselves, the Jewish people themselves among themselves, not just Jews and harassing non-Jews, but it's Jews harming other Jews. Now the next couple of psukim describe different situations. They're all different people that had different shreilasi one at a time. Pasuk Beis v'yesh. Some of these poor people, Asha'im, would say Bonenu uvinosenu anachnu rabin. These psukim, some of them are very complicated. The structure of the psukim is not typical for what we're used to. But it says here, our children, our sons, our daughters, plus us, rabin. We have many, we have large families. Baruch Hashem, we came here to Eretz Yisrael. We had a vision to come to Eretz Yisrael. We wanted to develop the land. We came, we listened to the advice of the Gedolei Yisrael. We came up here, and we've, Baruch Hashem, we've prospered. We have large families, our sons, our daughters, plus ourselves, Rabin. And we don't have what to eat. Vanikcha dogon, we have no choice. We have to purchase grain, vinochla, to eat it, vinichya, and to live. Problem is, we don't have money. We don't have a penny to our name. What are we going to do? The only choice is to borrow money. But to borrow money, we have to mortgage our property. We have to give our children as collateral as for slaves. Slaves. So what are we going to do? Let's see right away. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Aleph and Beis. Vatihi tzakas om givinu shem gedola. Dalas om. The dalas means the poor of the people. Ho aniim, the poor. Ho yutzakim, we were crying very much. El achayim hayudim bishvil. The crime was committed by their own brethren, the Jews themselves. Bishvil achayim hayudim ha ashim, the rich, the wealthy. Pasuk Beis and Rashi. The yesh ashayimim noisin tam ledvarav. Here the pasuk is coming, giving a reason why they cried, what the complaint was. Lama hayutzaykim yesh mehem. Some of them midal asnam, from the poor of the people. Shayim would say, anachnu rabim, we are many. Im banenu uvinosenu, with our sons and daughters. And v'nikcha dogon, and we have no choice, but v'nikcha, we need to purchase grain. V'ata yesh lono limkar, but we don't have any food. So what are we going to do? V'yesh lono limkar bonenu uvinosenu, we have no choice but to sell our sons and daughters. Likach nehem dogon, and to purchase with the money grain, l'man nichye, so that we shall live. So Rashi is eating a lot into this pasuk. A lot that it does not say in the Mitzudos and other Rishonim do not say it's sitting as Rashi. Rashi says that we can apply in this pasuk that the people are complaining they have no choice but to sell their own sons and daughters so they can purchase grain for them to eat. Therefore, kacha yuotzaikim al hayuhudim hashim shalohayu, who is the complaint shalohayu, roitzim lefarnasam. So the complaint according to Rashi is that they were asking for handouts. That's basically what it means. They were very desperate. There was no opportunity to make parnasa, and they were asking the wealthy to give them a tzedakah, and the wealthy said, no, we will not give you charity. If you want food, you have to sell your sons and daughters to us as slaves. Then we will rightfully give you food. This was their complaint. And the Jews felt that this is not proper. It's not that we try to take advantage of the situation, but there is just no opportunity to make parnasa. And until things get better, we are asking you to be a little bit more gracious and to give us handouts, to give tzedakah. It's bad enough that we suffer this humiliation. We don't have what to eat. Don't go and force us into slavery. The Mitzudos is a little bit different. He's not as harsh. Look at the Mitzudos, Pasuk Beis, V'yesh. V'yesh Rem Rutzlai, Markitzasim some of them said, Hinei, Bonenu uvenosenu vanachnu, Atzmenu, our sons, our daughters, and we ourselves, Rabim Hema, we are many, Utrichim Vitzorchenu im Kein Merubim, we have many needs. That's what we say in the Nusachat Tfilah. The needs of the Jewish people are many. V'nikha, now here is where the Mitzudas differs from Rashi, V'nikha, Uve al korchach. Being that we have large families, we have no choice but to go to the supermarket to purchase the basic necessities. Uve al korchach, nikach dogon min ashuk lechol to eat lehachiyos nafshem to survive. Ki ein lanu sudei tavua. We don't own land, we're poor. Uchaimrim hema, and what's the essence? What are they trying to say? Ofes kesef, the money has run out. Vehoashirim kovsim yad, and the rich are taking advantage. They're taking our possessions as collateral in order for them to give us loans for food. It doesn't say here in this passage according to Rashi that this group of people were actually selling their sons and daughters as slaves in order to buy grain. The nichol dog of nichol nichli, according to the Mitzudas, means that we have no choice. We still need to go and buy grain to eat and to live, but we don't have any money and we have needs. There was another group of Jewish people, Asher, that would say, we are, according to the Mitzudas, are wealthier. We are have fields. When we came over here to Eretz Yisrael years ago, we invested, we purchased karka, we have fields. But we also are stricken with poverty. There's a famine, and our fields, gesundheit, our vineyards, are not producing, and therefore our fields, our vineyards, Beitenu and our homes, our property. Anachnu Orvim. We are giving away as collateral to secure money to purchase food. Orvim, the nikha dagon berav, and we are using that money to purchase grain in this time of famine. Problem is, our creditors are coming to demand payment, and we don't have what to pay them. So what do? They foreclose on the property, on the fields, the vineyards, and our homes, and now we're left with nothing. And we're basically asking that they should have rachmanis and should not foreclose. There should be some type of a emergency situation where they will give us more time to collect money before they foreclose on our fields, vineyards, and homes. Pasuk Dalet, we have another group. The Yesh, group number three, Asher Oimrim, Lavinu Chesef, we borrowed money, Lemidas HaMelech. We have another problem. We have the Persian government crawling down our back. Besides the fact that we don't have what to eat, and we have mortgaged our homes, the government demands that we pay tax. So we have to pay. If we're not going to give the government tax, the government will come and take our children, take away us as slaves. They'll put us in jail. So what did we do? We went to our wealthy brethren, and we borrowed from them money to pay the midas hamelech, the tax of the king. The Yeshua, I mean, Levina, we borrowed kesef for the midas hamelech, for the tax of the king, sedoisenu uchiramenu, and this is interpreted to mean, and we mortgaged, we gave as collateral our fields and our vineyards for the loans that we used to pay for taxes, and now the loans are due. We don't have the money to repay our creditors, and our creditors are foreclosing on our fields and vineyards. So basically, we have here three groups of people. What does the Rashi pasuk these last two psukim? Pasuk Gimel and pasuk Dalet. V'yesh ashoimim sidoseinu. V'yesh mehem be'aniim. There were some of the poor. Ashayu misoinim that complained. V'oimim and said, sado suchramim boteinu nosan lachedim be'eravon. We gave away our fields, vineyards, and homes as collateral to others, to nuor mashkon as a collateral and as a mashkon likach dagon, to buy grain for limizonasenu, for our food. If pas according to Rashi, to be consistent, pasik days are people who do not own property and instead gave away their children as slaves. And according to Rashi, pasik Gimel is describing people that did own property. They did not need to come to this to give away their children as slaves, but they did need to give away their property as collateral to borrow money, and now they cannot pay up their loans, their debts, and the property is being seized. Borov, acharei she'ein mivatrim lanu ha'ashurim min l'chseim l'farnaseinu. And over here Rashi makes it very clear that we're not over here asking for handouts. This is an unusual situation. There is a famine. It's not our doing. It's not something where you can blame us. Why don't we go get a job and go learn a trade, some skills? We have nothing what to do. There is a famine. We do own property. We do have fields. We're farmers. We have vineyards. But it's not producing. It's a year of famine. And the wealthy do not want to support us. Dalid, Pasuk Dalid in Rashi, V'yesh Asher Oimrim, Lavinu Chesed. There is another group of people which we borrowed money. V'yesh Mehem Asher Oimrim, Kvar Lavinu Chesed. We already borrowed money. Me'achedim Kol Al Sidoseinu, V'char Uche Ramenu, L'fore to pay Mas HaMelech, U'me'achshav Ein Lanu Klum L'tzorech Parnasoseinu. We no longer have money to support us because we already gave away everything that we have in order to pay the taxes to the Persian government, so they should not imprison us and take us as slaves. So according to Rashi, he's making it very clear the word sidoseinu uchiramenu, and pasuk dal refers to giving away the fields and vineyards as collateral to others in order to obtain money to pay the taxes. Lemidas hamelech, lemas hamelech, k'may minda v'loy v'halach, three different types of taxes. So the word minda is the first tax. Minda means, I guess, land. Minda, I'm not exactly, the different interpretations of what the difference between the three are, but it means some form of tax which is being paid to the government. So according to Rashi, we have here three different groups of people that are suffering and are crying out. It's Sa'oka Gidola. The first group of people that don't have property and they gave away their children as slaves. The second group of people that do have property, which gave away the property in order to borrow money to buy food. And the third group of people are those that have to pay heavy taxes to the Persian government and gave away their fields and vineyards, and now again do not have money to to buy the basic necessities of life. But what is the complaint? That there are very wealthy people here in the community that have lent us money, have foreclosed on our property. They are now the owners of everything that we have, and they even have taken our children in certain circumstances as slaves, and this is just not fair. It's too much. They're taking advantage. Let's see the Mitzudas and Pasuk Dalet and Hey. Pasuk Gimel, Anachnu Orvim, Mitzudas David, Noistim Him Mashkon Bavar Kesef. We have given our property away as collateral for to borrow money. Shalavinu Uvo, and with that money, Nikhe Dogon, we have purchased grain. But Esav is time of famine. Shein Dai Bitvus Asada, Lechalkilos, because the land is not producing enough to support us. Barav, Ucho Oimrim, what in essence are these people saying according to the Mitzudas and Pasuk Gimel? Manase Meata. What are we going to do now in Ein Ha? They're not going to give us a severance. I mean, Nanikim really means a severance package. Here it's not a severance package. It means they're not going to provide us with our necessities. And Pasuk Dalet, the third group said, we've given away money for taxes. Loses mas hamelech lavinu kesef. We have borrowed money al sidosenu, ucharamenu, uchaimrim, manechel meata im ein sode v'cherem. We've given away our property. We no longer can support ourselves. So these are the first four psukim, the complaint. And this complaint we have to remember is sa'aka sa'am unishayhem Gidola, against who? The great Chilul Hashem, against their own fellow Jews who are taking advantage of the situation. Alachayhem Hayehudim, these three categories of people. Now comes Pasuk Hey. Now this is a scary Pasuk. Pasuk Hey says, they go further in their complaint, V'ata now, Kivsar Acheinu Bisareinu, Kivnehem Baneinu. They're no better than us. Just because they are rich, they are wealthy, they're not any greater miyuchasim. We are all the same b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. If it would be that they are better than us, they have better yichus, we're just low slaves, and they're miyuchasim, okay, then we can understand, maybe there is some logic why we should be taken advantage of. Because we do not come from better stock, they're better people. But they're not. The people that are taking advantage of us are no better than us in Yichus, in before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though it's true, that's the whole theme of this parak, even though it's true that according to the letter of the law, they are within their rights, they lent us money, and we have given our property as collateral, and the time, the due date is here, and there's a constitution, there's a law, and they are within their rights, it's still not Yashus. V'yosisa Hayosher V'hatoiv. In this situation of famine, of rov, it's not the right thing to take the law, to take advantage of this situation. That is the essence of this parak. Because it's a very difficult balance. We all know that in life. Once you let a person take advantage, where does it end? You can't go give out handouts forever and ever. People have to work. People have to earn their keep. But the complaint was, that's right, we do have to earn our keep, but the situation is extreme, and even though they're right, the law is within their hands. Always remember, years ago, there was a in a certain place, I was a little thing, there was a whole story, and it was old, there was a very big question, and there was one person that kept on saying that we're going to do it like this because that's the way, that's the law. That's the law. And people were arguing that, even though you're right, don't, even though there's a law, there's a constitution, don't, it's not the right thing to do in this situation. That is the debate between these two groups of people. The flesh, very unusual way of describing yichus. They're Bosar v'dam, their flesh and blood of our brethren, is no better than Bisareinu. Kivnehem, their children are no better than us. Why should our children serve as slaves to them, and their children are free? V'hine anachnu us, koivshim esboneinu. Koivshim means we are enslaved. Koivshim means to press. to press into slavery. Here, literally, to trap into slavery. Koivshim, due to the dire situation, we are pressing into slavery, trapping into slavery, esponenu, our sons, v'esponenu, our daughters, lavodim, to as slaves. V'yesh, mibinosenu nichboshos, and there are, now, I don't really know the significance of the repetition, and there are those, mibinosenu, our daughters, nichboshos, which on their own, since it appears maybe some of the young children, the parents, forced into service. And then there were older children, older daughters, who on their own gave up themselves as slaves in order to gain some funds to feed the family. The yesh, there are those mibnosinu nichboshos, ve'ein le'el yodeinu, we have no power. Usidosenu uchirameinu lacherim, and our fields and vineyards have been seized by others who have foreclosed on the loans. Let's see Rashi, Pasukein, and the Sudos, and then we'll see Nehemiah's response. Pasukein, Rashi, Viato, now, Kivsar Achenu Besreinu, the Achshav. Onu Chashuvim Umiyuchosim, Ka'achenu Shehem Ashirim. Very powerful stuff. We're just as Choshev. And just our yichus, our lineage, is just as good as our rich, wealthy brethren. Kivnehem bonenu, kibnehem. Their children, who are dressed very beautiful, in beautiful clothing, and are free. Kivnehem shehem chashuvim umiyuchasim, kumoy kein miyuchasim bonenu. Our children have the same lineage. It's not fair for them to take advantage of the situation. V'nei anachnu kovshim, v'yato now, yesh lanu liyos kovshim, we have no choice, but kovshim to press the noisnim bonenu, uvnoisenu la'acherim, to give over into slavery our sons and daughters, al esek mizonosenu, in order to gain some sustenance. V'yesh, now what is this next part of the pasuk? V'yesh mivnoisenu nichboshos ukvar, and besides that, what we are planning to do, the situation is very great that we haven't, that we see no solution but to give away our sons and daughters as slaves. It's already happened. It's worse than you think. There are already many of our children already have been given over as slaves. Yesh kvar yesh ktsas mibnoseinu shem nichboshos lachem la avodos for la avdos for slavery. Ve'ein la'el yodenu, ve'ein koyach biyodenu liftos, and we don't have the ability to redeem them. Usudosenu kromenu lachem, afsodus chromim mosarnu biarachem lufarnososenu, umanoichel meyata. What are we going to do now? Ki ein lanu b'mal lehispanis, we don't, cannot sustain ourselves. The Gemara says, when the pasuk says, when a person sells his daughter at la'ama, ki as a bog. Ki. And then it says ki bogad ba lo sucha lehis amer. There's another pasuk that says, it says that when the pasuk indicates that when a man sells his daughter as a slave due to poverty, it's an act of rebellion. You have betrayed your own basar v'dam. And here, lo yumshal lebigdoy ba. You can. You should not harm. It is viewed in the Torah as an act of betrayal to your own children when you are forced to sell them into slavery, and this is what they're complaining to Nehemiah. Let's see the Mitzvot Pasik Da Pasik Hey Kibsar Achein Ratzulai My Ratzulai Mahaloy Anachnu Toivim Umiyuchasim Kmoi Hashim. We are no less than these wealthy people who have taken our children and our property, has seized our property. Yinei Anachnu Kovshim Ubal Korchoch Nikach Bonein. We have no choice in the future but take our sons Boneinu Bechazaka by force. Kovshim is in the here. The Mitzvot is telling us more precisely what it means. Kovshim. Our children don't want to go. They're crying, they're screaming. But we have no choice but to tie them up and to force them into the car and bring them over to the master. Here he is the child, he'll be your slave. Give us a few dollars so we can buy some bread. B'chazoka, l'mochram la'avodim ba'avur chisaron halechem. Nichboshos, And then, besides the fact that we plan on doing this in the future, it already has happened. Many of our daughters have already been seized as slaves. Kivar hine nichbashos biyad hamalvim, in the hands of the lenders. Bavur choiv mamon, because we have failed to repay our debts. Ve'ein banu koyach, we don't have any means to redeem them. Lohitzia miyadam. Ve'his ro'amu loymar. They're complaining. The Jewish people here are complaining to Nehemiah. Haloi toivim anach. It's not fair. These people are taking advantage. They're no great miyuchasim. They're no more chasher than we. Haloi toivim anachnu kumoyhu Hashim. We're just as good as these people. Umadua na'avoid oisam. Why should we be slaves to them? Halo meharoi. It's proper. We are all Jews. That we are called Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh. In this dire situation, they should go a little easy on us and they should give us tzedakah. It's bad enough that we have to humiliate ourselves, take a handout, but they shouldn't go so far to take our children as slaves. Meharoi sheichalkalu oisanu bitstaka. Lachaydim, kumvar hema nusunum lachaydim b'avur choyv. Mama, they've already been seized. Our property has also already been seized because we have failed to pay our debt. Okay, so this is the complaint, the first five sukkim, to explain in great detail the three different categories of people, different situations, and the tzo'oka gedola in pasuk aleph, and then the last pasuk is the reason powerful. They're not any greater miyuchasim than us, and it's not proper. They're taking advantage of the situation. Now comes the response. Yeah.
Who delivery here? There's no invoking of Hashem, religion,
okay,
nothing or complete absence of purely economic, and the figures say you tell them.
Well, that's what Nehemiah is going to say. Nehemiah is going to say, "Biyiras Elokeinu." By in Pasuk Tes, when he gives the people Musa, the wealthy, for what they're doing to these people, he says, "Yiras halabiyiras Elokeinu teilechu." The people, when they complain, they're not invoking religion. We don't find that here. That you're doing an Avera. That's interesting. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Slave labor, yeah. Okay, but you're saying a good point. We don't find here that part of the complaint says that it's shaloi kedin, shaloi halach. They're just complaining that it's not fair. They're asking for tzedakah. We want, and tzedakah is a mitzvah. I mean, that's part of the basic gemilas chasadim, to do kindness.
Yeah,
it's self-understood, maybe.
We are accustomed to in terms of the organizations and the gemilas and all kinds of stuff. And you see no evidence of any of this.
Of any tzedakah organizations. We also have to know something very important. In Tanakh, typically, we don't know the details. There's a very big debate. When the Torah, when the Nevi'im, we learn Yeshaya, are the Nevi'im super magnifying minor sins, or was the sin widespread? When we speak of during the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, there was Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Shvichas. Does that mean you walk in the street, there are dead bodies all over the place? And there's Avodah Zarah, there are temples where they're worshipping idols, and there's a Gilei Raya. Or no, if we would be transplanted to that society, we'd walk in the street, we would be so impressed. What a beautiful society, such religion, such beautiful, what they can see, but in Midrash, everyone is learning, everyone is davening, and Yeshaya is saying, yeah, it all looks very nice on the outside, but in your hearts, there are minor imperfections, and if these minor imperfections do not go unchecked, it will develop into terrible averus in the future. This is debated by the major commentators. We don't know exactly what the situation was during the time. So you can ask the same exact question during the time of Nehemiah, because this period of time, there's no documents. We don't have any real records of what took place. All we have is a few psukim in the Ksuvim. If we would be transplanted to this society, maybe there would be all these organizations. Like today, you open up the newspaper, you Baruch Hashem, you're overwhelmed with how many organizations are asking you for tzedakah to help them. They present beautiful, they show you, they document all the tzedakah they're doing. Maybe it was exactly the same thing. So what are they complaining about over here? Yet, Nehemiah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this safe that's being written, Hashem, is Yerid L'Sevdai T'Shaladam, it was still considered Tzakas Ha'od. Am Unishayhem Gidola, was very great. Was very great, like just like Sodom. It may be you would come to this society, you'd open up the paper, would be triple what it is today, with many more chesed organizations and many more fundraising and all these beautiful things. But yet Hashem sees things differently. And if in a person's heart they're not generous, they don't really mean they're only being forced out of shame to give tzedakah, it is a very big problem. So again, we don't know. You can debate this issue both ways. What exactly was the real situation at the time, at this period of time? This is the very
beginning. Yeah,
built the Beis HaMikdash.
It's a few. Is it how long has it been since they put their carcass into building the wall around Yerushalayim?
Immediately thereafter, because this 12-year period.
Complaining about that, shouldn't they complain to the Asherim and say, we gave all of ourselves so you could be protected with a wall around the city, and what do we have? There's not one word about that yet.
It's self-understood. That's, I think all of that is self-understood. They suffered, there was poverty, there was a famine, they didn't have what to eat, they're selling their children, they're mortgaging their property, the king, the Persian government is crawling down their back. It's self-understood. We are in a very dire situation, and even though the law, the whole essence is, you're right, the law is in your hand. We borrowed money. We have an obligation. You borrow money, you have to pay back. If you mortgage your property, the bank has the right to foreclose. But the situation is dire, it's extreme, and the osisa hayosha vehatov. Okay, let's go.
I think the word wasn't paid, the first word, ba'ata. Meaning to say that maybe you were more miyuchas back there in Bubba where we came from, but now that we all sacrifice together, we're all equal citizens.
You're saying a very big chiddush. It's hard. I don't know.
Otherwise, what's ba'ata?
The situation. We're just reflecting now on the situation at this moment in time. It's not fair. It's not fair that this person, who's no great Talmud Chacham, is no greater Miyuches than me, we all come from the same Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, why should you take advantage? Why should my children serve as slaves to you? It's just not fair. Even in Bavel, it wasn't fair. Why? And it was never fair. We're all B'nai Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Okay, so this is the complaint. Now we come to the response. How does Nehemiah respond? A very big question that's discussed by the commentators is, where is Ezra? Ezra is around, just like we have this discussion, where was Ezra with regard to building of the wall of Yerushalayim? Where is Ezra? Where is that? Where was he there? And where is he now when it comes to this injustice, the social injustice? That is a question which I don't have an answer for. But Vayichar li me'od, Ezra was, and Nehemiah was very angry. He was angered very much. Kasher shemati ezakosam, when I heard their cries, and the ace hadvarim el, and these words. Two things. I heard their cries, their pain, and I heard exactly what was going on. It appears they did not know the exact situation. This really gives more weight to the theory that it was not as widespread as we think. It wasn't the way like you go that 99% of the people were slaves to the few. We are super magnifying minor imperfections, because if it was so widespread, how could it be that they needed to come to Nehemiah? Why did Nehemiah on his own see the social injustice? It appears the social injustice was covered up. It was sanitized. It was. You have two different opinions. Either it's during the 12 years. Ezra might not be alive.
They finished 3420.
So it seems that it's still the end of his life. He's very old. He's very old. It's hard. It's hard for him to be involved in this. It could be. And absolutely. It could be. It was too hard for him at this point in time. We don't know the details. But here he responds by saying, I was very angry. Let's see if you keep soaking together with the rash together. Vayimolech li bi'olai. Vayimolech means I made a decision. Which the commentators Eitzah, look at the Mitzudot Tzion, Vayimolech Inyan Eitzah, counsel, Kmo Malki Yishbar Olaich, may my counsel be pleasing to you. This is what Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar. or might have been, I'm not exactly sure, he said this too about Balshetzar, but he said, Malki, my Shishbar Leich, may my words be pleasing to you. He made a decision, a council. I quarreled with the Choyrim. We had this yesterday. These two terms represent two different groups of wealthy leaders of the Jewish people who were responsible for this social injustice. The Choyrim literally mean Lashon of Bnei Choyrin, the free men. The Es HaSegonim, the leaders. The Oimer Lohem, I said to them, Masa. Now, Masha. Masha means a claim. Masha. Ish bi'achiv atem no shim. You are making claims against your fellow brethren. The attain ale. He said to them that you were. The expression is, it's like a rhetorical question. Is it really true? Masha ish bi'achiv atem no shim. Is it really true that you're making claims, demands from your own fellow poor brethren? They have borrowed from you money and now they do not have how to repay, and you're coming and you're seizing their property, you're coming to demand payment, and you're threatening them that if they don't pay, you're going to take away their property, their homes, and their children. Are you taking advantage of the situation? There was a march on Washington. That's what it says. Hishtadlus. Okay, that's what it says. He gathered everyone together. A kihila gedola. He felt that just writing words in the newspaper, writing a letter, sending a few emails is not going to get the message across. There was a mass demonstration. That's what it says. Maisa of a similar bottom. This has been taught for us, for all generations, to learn. If you want to get something done in Golos, it's not enough just to sit back and have a Yom Tefillah. A Yom Tefillah is not going to do it. You have to go a little bit more. You have to have Kehila Gidolah. Very powerful, powerful stuff. Okay, let's go further. The Omer Lohem says further. The Omer Lohem said to them, Anachnu Koninu Esachenu Hayudim Anim Kram Lagoyim. Now he tells them as follows. He says, look at the contradiction. After Koresh issued his proclamation, the Jewish people can return to Eretz Yisrael. And certainly after the time of Purim, the great miracle of Purim, there were many Jews that were taken as slaves in the aftermath of the Churban Bayis Rishon. And what happened after, when things got better, 70 years passed since the Churban, or even 470 years, 52 years, there were appeals, there was Avad Hatzalah. There were groups of people who went and redeemed their fellow Jews that were slaves in the hands of non-Jews all over the world. Jews were captured, were seized in the Churban Bayis Rishon, were sold as slaves and sent off to the four corners of the earth. 52 years later, and even past that point in time, there was an effort, an organized, concentrated effort to redeem every single Jew, pidyon shvuim, from all four corners of the earth, and to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael, the right of return. So look, this is what you did for your fellow Jew to redeem them from the Goyim, and now you're going to take these same Jews that you redeem and you're going to enslave them for yourselves. You're going to take their children and they're going to be your slaves. It doesn't make sense. That if you redeem them from the Goyim, certainly don't do the same thing to them and force them into slavery and seize their property and treat them in this horrible way. The Omer Lohem, I said to them, Anachnu, us. Now also the first one pointed out that Nehemiah is very, very, very political. He's very humble. He includes himself over and over as part of the sinners. He doesn't preach holier than thou, that you're a bunch of sinners, I'm a tzaddik, and my followers are tzaddik, and everyone else here is Rishon. I'm also part of the sinners, even though he wasn't, of course, but he included himself as one of the sinners in order to connect with the Hamoinam. They shall listen and agree to free these people from their slavery.
The third idea that there was only a minority that was
tolerated it. It was the moral climate of society tolerated for tolerating it. I'm also my silence, my indifference, silence. I look the other way, and we allowed this. We tolerated such conduct in the community. Absolutely. The Omer Lohem Anachnu Os Koninu. We have purchased Esachenu HaYehudim, our Jewish brethren, Hanim Korim, that were sold as slaves La Goyim Kidei Vanu. Kidei means
what is that?
Kol echad kon kifidai asher matzki kidei vanu kidei means kidei. The most that we can, everyone can do according to his means. Kidei kidei vanu, each one according to his means. Everyone in the past has done the most that they can possibly do to participate in the campaign to redeem our fellow brethren that have been enslaved throughout the world. Kidei vanu, vanu means us. Kidei means according to our means. Some can give more, some can give less. The gam atem, and now you're going to turn your backs. The gam atem, and you timkru es achichem. You're going to sell your own brethren. Vinimkru. There were two things that were going on. Number one, it was that the Jews that were not able to pay off their loans would be forced to sell themselves to goyim, to voluntarily sell themselves to non-Jews in order to obtain funds to pay back the loans, or to sell themselves as slaves to their fellow Jews, or v'nim kru lanu, and to be, or to allow them to be sold to us. This was his complaint. Vayacharishu, the people listened and were silent. V'loimatsu davar, had nothing what to say. Okay, so one more time this passage. Look what we've done in the past. We purchased our Achenu HaYehudim HaNimkarim LaGoyim Kidei Vanu, based upon the best, each one according to his means. And now, are you going to go and allow them to sell themselves off to the Goyim? And are you going to buy them for yourselves as slaves? And the people had nothing but to say. Let's see Rashi, these few psukim, Pasik Vav to Pasik Ches, Pasik. There is no pasuk vav, pasuk zayin. Pasuk zayin vayimolech. After he calmed down from his anger, he counseled. He thought about it. Vayimolech vayoyitz libi beatzmi. My heart took counsel with myself, with my mind. Variva nisvach nisvachati. I quarreled with the chayrim, the free men, the hasagonim, shehem hoashirim, and I said to them, "What are you doing? Masha ish biyachiv atem noshim? Are you making claims against your fellow brethren? Madu atem kach oisim hoyelchem lefarnes swanim? Why are you taking them as slaves? You should be kind at this moment, and you shall give them tzedakah. The atem malav lechem moment. But what are you doing? No, adarabi, you're letting the money all for the purpose lichbo shvinehem, to press their sons of Noseim, in order to use this as an opportunity to seize their sons, daughters, wives, fields, and vineyards as your property. I gathered a large, we demonstrated in front of their homes in order to bring them shame. Very powerful stuff. Like you see today, people don't give a get. They have all these demonstrations. They go march in front of their house, give a get. You ever see those demonstrations? So they went, and he actually did this in order to bring them shame for their crime. He had no rach Look at the contradiction in your actions. When you went, when it was all in the glitter, it was nice to get covered. Oh, everyone gave money to go and redeem our brethren that were sold as slaves in Africa and Egypt and America and who knows where in India. You went and you gave big donations because you got a lot of honor in order to redeem your friends. And now, when you lent them, these same people, money and they don't have what to pay, you taking them as slaves. V'yaf atem timkru la'akum kvar But also die mamon shebiyodenu. The word kidei means die. Each person according to his means. Everyone gave what they could to redeem these people, and now you're going to turn your backs on them. V'gam atem v'yav atem timku liyakum es achichem hanichboshim tachas yideichem lavodim. And now you're going to take your own brethren, you're going to sell them off again as slaves to go pay off your debts. V'nimkarnu lanu v'hamayt seyavo liyodai and this v'nimkarnu lanu kach sheyiyu mechuyim lanu miyad ho'akum. This maisa has come liyodai kach sheyiyu mechuyim lanu, they were sold to us miyad ho'akum. Im kein lama timku or some kevin shemachuchem atem lefdoisem kein hu v'nimku lanu, they were sold. So how does he read the pasuk over here? V'gam atem timku es achichem, you're going to sell your brethren, and then we're going to have to buy them back. V'nimku lanu. He's saying that what you're doing is circular. Because when it comes to sell them to the goyim in the past, you're willing to buy them back. But if you're going to sell them to the goyim again in order to pay off your loans, you yourselves are going to have to buy them back. Because that is the proper thing to do. So just don't force them to repay their loans at this point in time. At this point in time, go easy on them. Give them tzedakah. And not be required to sell them to the goyim, because if you're going to sell them to the goyim, Rashi is learning v'nimkiru lanu, then we're going to have to buy them back. And the people had nothing more to say. Vayacharishu, they were quiet. Shasku v'nispayishu v'lo yodu malahoshu, they were silent. They had nothing more to say. Okay, so this pretty much concludes what his response was, and we'll leave the rest for next time. Okay, so we'll stop here with pasuk 10.